So we're just going to relax and breathe. Feels so good to just let go for a moment and breathe deeply and slowly into our heart space. If it feels good, you can touch your chest because our focus follows our touch. And as we acknowledge that in our heart, there is a beautiful space of peace, a deep well that is filled with light and love and grace and energy, health and wholeness, abundance and joy. I know that divine space, that beautiful space of peace, is ever there underlying all of the activity, all of the chaos, all of the contrast. There is that endless place of peace that is the energy, that is the vibration, that is the frequency of love. It is the frequency of our inner being. And the more frequently we go to that frequency, the better our lives get. So we tune to love on purpose. We sink into peace consciously and with an expectation of relaxation and trust and ease. I always appreciate, I hear Abraham in my mind saying, trust in well-being. And to know that there is well-being ever present as we open to receive it. And how do we do that? By relaxing into peace. So there is this beautiful feedback loop that says, if I remember to do this, my life gets better. And Abraham always reminds us that when something good happens, Esther says, I did that. And when something not so good happens, she said, I did that too. And she ties her awareness of the manifestational nature of her life to the vibration that she is carrying at any particular time. And our power is to change that vibration. I've been reading about superpowers. Somebody was playing with their love of superhero movies and talked about superpowers. And Abraham says, focus is genius. Our greatest power is in our focus, in our ability to choose. And they mentioned several times during this week's workshop on 2/8/23 about focus and the choice we have to focus on purpose. So the first is, how can you feel patient about something you really want? In order to feel patient, you have to believe it's coming. You have to be satisfied or content where you are. We've explained, if you want to get closer to the manifestation, change the subject. Get busy doing something else. Take your attention off it. Because the attention most of you have on relationships, with almost every manifestation, but especially relationships, is that you want it, and you want it now. And if you don't have it now, then you're impatient. The feeling of impatience is easy to understand. It means your inner being sees it as done, and you don't. Your inner being knows it's done, knows that the vibration of it is done, you asked for it, and it's done. But when you try to manipulate it or maneuver it or force it, you're not letting it happen. You're not allowing it to come. You're not tending to your point of attraction. Every time you're feeling negative emotion, You're feeding your resistant thoughts. Every time you're feeling positive emotion, you're feeding your allowing thoughts. They said, we've never said that before. And that was a very clear statement. Every time you're feeling negative emotion, you're feeding resistant thought. Every time you're feeling positive emotion, you're feeding allowing thought. We definitely want to begin to focus in a way that feeds our allowing, that allows that endless flow of well-being that Abraham wants us to trust, that allows it to come in, that allows us to see it, that we run into it around every corner. We have wonderful new ideas. We have delicious feelings. We have delightful rendezvous with people and ideas and things and places and possibilities. We see doors opening. That's what allowing does for us. So we want to move in that direction of allowing. And that next quote continued this idea. Your attention to resistant thought feels like suffering of some kind, doesn't it? It is coming more and more and more and more and more to the manifestational boil, so to speak. And it will be thrilling when that surprise happens. But you can be delighted all along the way. You can be a savorer by savoring the improved emotion that you feel, by savoring the moments of satisfaction, by savoring the moments of bliss on that subject and every subject. In other words, savoring life is what brings big manifestations. Savoring in life, suffering in life, doesn't bring the big stuff, and it doesn't bring it soon. Savoring. We think it's really good to reach for savoring when you feel suffering. We like so much the introduction of that word into this conversation. Ask yourself, am I suffering or savoring? Play that game, especially those of you who are looking for relationships or for improved relationships. Am I savoring or suffering? So that's the new game that they are suggesting that we play with this time. Are we savoring or suffering? So I invite you just to once again breathe deeply and slowly into your heart and see if you can feel that peace at the center. See if you can find a quiet space in your heart. Sometimes it helps to see it as a little light or a pretty color. Something that feels peaceful to you. For some people, it might even be a sound, like the call of a bird or a musical phrase. Whatever feels like peace, whatever sounds like peace, whatever looks like peace to you, see if you can imagine that in your center, in your heart space. And just breathe a little into that space of peace. I like to imagine it as a balloon that I can blow up with my breath. And I just breathe into that little peace balloon and it gets a little bigger. And it floats there in such an easy, comfortable way. And it's just floating downstream. And we can let go of the oars and float downstream in our little bubble of peace. If it feels better, it can be a little boat of peace or a little raft or whatever kind of yacht that appeals to you to flow downstream with. And see if in this moment you can find a touch of satisfaction in finding peace and just flowing with it, floating with it, letting your cork float, floating downstream, trusting in well-being. Abraham suggested we could savor the feelings. And so I'm inviting you to see if you can find a feeling here that feels like something on the emotional scale. Might feel like letting go. It might feel like contentment in this space of floating and peace. It might feel like counting a couple of blessings. It might feel like satisfaction. Abraham really likes satisfaction lately. They're equating contentment and satisfaction on the emotional scale. That beautiful tipping point that allows us to get on the other half of the scale. And when we reach that place of upper half, whatever we're calling it in this moment, peace or contentment or satisfaction, we can savor that space of feeling something that feels like positive emotion. And I think we can savor our knowing that getting to the upper half of the emotional scale is focusing on thoughts of allowing. And I don't know about you, but for me, it feels wonderful to savor Abraham's promise that when we're allowing, there is a whole lot of good lined up, ready to come in, that flows into our lives. So in this moment, let's savor the idea of some of the good that we can feel coming in. Let's savor the feeling of plenty of energy in our bodies, a feeling of ease that is generating a condition that allows a trending upward, that can help us move from contentment into hopefulness. And we can savor that feeling of hopeful. That's the wouldn't it be nice if place. Wouldn't it be nice if something good happened? Wouldn't it be nice if I started feeling healthier and healthier? Wouldn't it be nice if I noticed that I was feeling happier on a regular basis? Wouldn't it be nice if I recognized all of the ways I am specifically choosing to focus and give myself a good pat on the back for doing my job of choosing a thought that feels better? Wouldn't it be nice to savor that feeling of giving myself credit for doing the work and feeling better on purpose? Wouldn't it be nice if I realized that it's relatively easy to savor congratulating myself on doing something well? Wow, that feels good. I can do that. I feel optimistic about that. I feel eager about that. I'm willing to notice things that I do well. I'm willing to notice when I smile at someone and they smile back at me. I'm willing to notice when I give a compliment and the person gets all giddy and excited about it. I'm willing to notice that I do something kind or nice, whether it's holding a door at a grocery store or picking something up when somebody drops it, or helping a friend in some way. Yesterday, I picked up some bird food for a friend who couldn't get out and got to go over and watch the delight of the birds as they ate the new bird food. It's so nice to savor the opportunity to just notice when we're doing something well. If we're working and we accomplish something and give ourselves credit for, oh, you did a good job at that. Well done. Pat on the back. That's something to savor. And as we move from that positive optimism to positive expectation and belief, this practice gives us the opportunity to believe more fully that we can do this. In fact, it's quite easy to do this. It's so easy to do this that it's potentially possible to make it second nature. Wouldn't that be a cool positive expectation? I love that idea that allowing becomes easier and easier for me, and savoring becomes easier. And I can see the value in myself and others more comfortably. That feels good to me. Let's continue to savor that positive expectation that our working at this consciously allows us to expect it to continue. And as we trend upward, it gets easier and easier and easier. The other quote I posted this week said that the differentiation as you go up the emotional scale, it gets a smaller frequency difference. So the top seven are just remarkably easy to accomplish once you get to the tipping point. So let's think about moving from positive expectation of well-being to happiness and enthusiasm and eagerness. Oh yeah, I'm definitely eager to experience a life of savoring. Imagine spending my day savoring from one place to another, savoring the meals that I eat, savoring the conversations I have with friends, savoring the places that I go, the vistas that I overlook, the skies that I see. For me, the birds that I photograph and share, there is so much of life. It could be a poem that I'm reading or a book that I encounter, an idea that touches me, or a piece of art that I create that is exciting to me that I'm going to share. Savoring has no limits. And the next step up the emotional scale is passion. And I can be passionate about feeling good and savoring life. I can be passionate about feeling connected to my inner being, who is savoring my life 100% of the time. I just get such a kick out of the fact that our inner beings are paying attention to us 24/7, 365. And I said to Beloved one time, it blows my mind that you savor my life all of the time. And they said, no, we savor your life all of your time. We are timeless. savoring comes natural to our inner being. But we can choose to spend our time in that beautiful space of savoring. And finally, we come to number one on the emotional scale, and spending time savoring equates to joy for me. I feel the trend upward, and it feels like momentum, and it feels like harmony and beauty and grace. It feels like empowerment. It feels like freedom, love, and appreciation. And it is the knowing that I am at one with my inner being. And when I'm at one with my inner being, I am in the vortex, and it is allowing more and more to savor, to come into my life. And I don't have to figure out what it's going to look like. I don't have to guess. I can simply say, I know I want my life to feel good. I want to be connected. I want to savor all of my experiences. And I trust that my inner being is ever lining up everything that I'm a match to. When I get to the frequency of what I want, it comes more and more frequently. And it is joy in action. So savoring life, savoring every moment that we consciously spend on the upper half of the emotional scale, acknowledging the value of the work that we're doing. When we do the emotional scale work and we find those little steps, those little things that we can savor that feel like contentment, satisfaction, peace, hopefulness, optimism, positive expectation, eagerness, happiness, enthusiasm, passion, joy, empowerment, appreciation, love. We are so blessed to have this teaching that we can share with each other, that we can practice in our lives. And so let's just take a moment and savor our appreciation of Abraham. Savor Esther and Jerry and the work they've done for 35 years to make it possible for us to have these tools, these quotes, this focus on well-being that reminds us how our inner beings sound and how our inner beings think and how to get into alignment with that beautiful space of love that ever exists at the center of everything that's going on. So we have the choice to choose to savor rather than suffer. And if we can create a little collection of things that are worth savoring, with Valentine's Day coming up, it's very easy for me to imagine savoring a really delicious chocolate. Oh yeah, or something else that you really enjoy, some yummy ice cream or pecan pie, or if your thing is sushi, savor your sushi. And to think on Valentine's Day for me of beautiful flowers, I can endlessly savor the beauty of flowers. It is such a joy for me just to go into the grocery store and see that for $5 I can have live flowers in my house every week if I want to. Savoring the availability of the things we love, the simple things, the easy things. And they help us float downstream to everything that we want. So I give thanks for savoring today. I am appreciating Abraham and this group and the opportunity to focus on savoring life. And so I invite you to take a moment and just, as we come back into our normal, usual, alert consciousness, that we can savor a stretch of our back or our shoulders, of our arms, of our smiles. We can stretch our smile and we can allow ourselves to just savor being with friends. What a gift it is to smile and look at the faces of friends. Giving thanks for this day and this opportunity and all the exquisite things of life that we can savor. And so it is.